invite you, if you haven't already, to gently close your outer eyes, to relax, to become still. As we turn within, and we do find that place of peace, that place of quiet, that place of spirit. And as we rest there in that quiet, we are just immersed in love. We can feel just engulfed, enfolded in this amazing love. We feel safe and we trust, knowing that God is present and God is in charge. We can relax and let God be God. In this place of quiet, stillness, we feel peace. Anything that might have been worrying us or disturbing us before we came into this room today is set aside. In this moment, in this connection with Spirit, we are peace. This peace comes from that inner source. This has nothing to do with our outer lives, our outer circumstances. This is simply because we have been created by Spirit, by God, and we are loved. This quiet, this place of love and peace that we come to every week, it is almost like a garden. It is almost like being in rich, wonderful soil. We can rest here, knowing that all that we need is provided. We are nourished, we are loved. And in this rich, fertile soil, we receive the seeds, the ideas, the divine ideas that come to us. And we know that we can obtain them. We know that we can grow and become as much as we can possibly be. In this moment, we allow ourselves to rest in this quiet, in this dark, in this inner chamber. We rest knowing that we are filled with peace. We rest knowing that we are loved beyond anything we can imagine. We rest and become still. And for a few moments in the silence, we become still, quiet, receptive. We are so grateful for this connection with Spirit. We know our oneness, not only with God, but with each other. And we are grateful for being able to come together and share growth and share love. We are grateful to be able to feel God's love and feel God's nourishment as we allow ourselves to become outpicturings of all of the good that we want. Health, prosperity, great relationships. And it is exactly what we will get. So we give thanks. We give thanks for this time, this church family. We give thanks to God, for God, for living in us, living through us, for all of our blessings. And in this gratitude, and in our family, church family, we very prayerfully and gratefully come together to sing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the